Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, present... Snickers, welcome you to Curtain Time. Once again, every seat in the house has been sold, and a capacity crowd jams the theater lobby. And here, as at every opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what do the advance notices say about tonight's play?
That it's very romantic, John. The kind we all like. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, it's almost time for the lights to be dimmed, so let's look at our program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent are starred tonight in Twice Blessed. Mr. Elders plays the part of Philip Hayden, and Miss Sargent is heard as Lydia Stevens.
Curtain time!
Well, there's the call for the first act of Twice Blessed. The scene is a small, unpretentious New York restaurant just off Fifth Avenue. It's about 1:30 in the morning, and a young woman and a young man are seated at a table in a corner.
More coffee, Lydia?
No, thanks, Neil. I'm wide awake and ready to carry on from here.
Now, wait a minute. I've still got to catch a train tonight.
Oh, but, Neil, you only get to New York about once a month, and we still have places to go. You can take an early train in the morning.
Well, sure, but, gee, have we missed any place?
We have.
I don't see how. We ate dinner in 3 different restaurants, soup in one place.
Breast of guinea head in another.
And dessert and coffee someplace else. And we saw one act of a play.
Which was enough.
Second act of an opera, and the tail end of a concert.
Oh, goodness, what a memory.
There was also the Stork Club, and, well, now we're here.
We haven't been to Greenwich Village.
You mean Papa Renee's Bohemian Hangout?
Oh, it's a very exciting place, Neil.
And very expensive for you. As I recall, that's where you found one Antonio Murillo. I also recall that you paid for his violin lessons for 3 years.
And now he's a concertmaster.
I believe there was also an Arthur Hunt who went to art school for 5 years at your expense. You also supported his wife.
They now have 3 children and 4 portraits hanging in the Whitney Museum.
Well, if you don't mind...
Neil, maybe don't you see... I haven't any talent myself, so I help others who have.
Which makes you Lady Bountiful to all the broken-down artists in Greenwich Village.
Well, perhaps.
Has it ever occurred to you, Lydia, that as soon as these people are successful, you drop them and start looking for someone else?
Of course. When they no longer need me, I lose interest. I have to feel that I'm needed.
I see.
That's my life, Neil. My whole excuse for being.
Lydia, why don't you settle down and marry me? I love you, darling.
And I admire you. I like you better than any other man.
Please, Lydia, don't hand me that I love you like a brother line.
But, Neil, you don't need me. It boils down to that.
Okay. Only, well, someday you're going to find somebody you need. But maybe he won't need you.
Oh, why worry about that now? Come on, darling. The next stop is the village. Good evening, Papa Rene.
You mean good morning.
Oh, mademoiselle, I am so happy to see you.
Well, Papa Rene, have you found any new interesting people for me?
Oui, mademoiselle. I have the new pianist. He composes music, too.
Well, he sounds interesting.
Oh, such an artist. And such a bum.
He sounds like your boy, Lydia.
Well, I give him every chance, but he is no good. No. Soon I have to give him, how you say, the bumps.
But, Papa Rene, who is he?
His name is Philip Hayden.
Can I hear him play?
Maybe, mademoiselle, maybe.
Oh, Papa Rene, is that...
Oui, it is him now.
You mean that tramp? He can't even walk straight.
Do what I tell you.
Did he write that?
But of course.
Papa Rene, he's fainted.
Fainted? Bah. The same thing she happens every night.
He just had a little too much.
And I have had too much, too. I kick him out in the gutter where he belongs. He is fired.
Oh, no. He's quitting.
Lydia, please be sensible.
Neil, have Mr. Hayden put into my car. I'm taking him home.
Good morning, Mr. Hayden.
Hmm. What'd you say?
Your breakfast, sir.
Breakfast? Say, who are you?
Jason, sir.
Look, how did I... Hey, where'd I get these silk pajamas? Where am I?
Your breakfast, sir. Eggs, ham, fried potatoes.
No pie?
Well, sir...
It's always been my ambition to have pie for breakfast.
Oh, very well, sir. It'll take only a moment.
I'll make it snappy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jason, is he awake yet?
Yes, Miss Lydia.
Good. Well, now, you do look quite improved.
I do.
And you're quite handsome, too.
Thanks. But do you have a name, or are all angels just called Angel?
Well, now, the things you say are almost as good as the music you compose.
What do you know about my music?
Well, I had your things brought here, and I looked over your compositions.
Hey, who are you?
Lydia Stevens. I like to help out struggling composers and artists.
What's the catch?
None. I just admire worthwhile talent.
And you help them out financially?
Sometimes. Sometimes all that's needed is moral support.
What makes you think I'm worthwhile?
Your music.
But I'm just a bum.
Well, you will have to pull yourself together. Think you can?
Maybe. If you're pulling for me.
How would you like to tour the country playing your own compositions?
You mean you'd make it possible?
Yes.
But why should you take mercy on a tramp?
Do you remember Portia's famous speech in The Merchant of Venice?
Why, sure.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed.
It blesseth him that gives and him that takes.
Yes. And I'd like you to be him that takes. What do you say, Philip?
Come in.
Philip, everything's all set.
Oh?
Your concert tour begins next month.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's the matter? Aren't you pleased?
Lydia, you're risking a great deal of money.
Oh, nonsense.
This tour is bound to be a financial flop.
But it's also bound to be an artistic triumph.
Well, there's nothing else to say. I could try to thank you.
Oh, please don't.
Maybe my music can make you understand the way I feel. Does that make it clear to you, Lydia?
That you're grateful?
No. But I love you. Lydia, I love you.
Philip, you mustn't think of me. You mustn't think of any woman. Not now. Nothing must stand in the way of your career.
But suppose I make something of myself.
Then, perhaps then you can tell me that you love me.
Curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nana Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
There are some little pleasures which come to mean more and more to us as years go by. Pleasures like the traditional treat of a Snickers candy bar, for example. For candy lovers have known for many years that Snickers, made by Mars Incorporated as a companion bar to Milky Way, is always a special candy treat. You begin to enjoy a Snickers bar the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and recognize that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. Then, with each bite, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel packed with crisp, whole roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All melt together in each enjoyable mouthful to give you that rare taste blend found only in Snickers. when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. For the second act of Twice Blessed, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Lydia Stevens, a rich young woman who helps poor but talented artists, found Philip Hayden, a derelict, playing his own compositions in an obscure restaurant. Rescuing him, she started him out on a nationwide concert tour. But Philip fell in love with Lydia, and she refused his love, saying his career came first. As Philip goes from triumph to triumph, Lydia watches his career.
The New York Express says that Philip Hayden is the most brilliant pianist since Hoffman. It's many days, says the San Francisco Banner, since any pianist has thrilled us the way Philip Hayden did last night. Philip Hayden, the Boston Observer, writes, last night repeated his triumph of a year ago. Radio Weekly reports that Philip Hayden, a sensation for the last 2 years, has been signed for his own radio program. After only 3 years on the concert stage and in radio, Tempest, the news magazine, reports that the sales of Philip Hayden's records top all others in the classical field.
Lydia?
I'm sorry, Philip. Jason said you were waiting. But I have a date with Neil.
Honestly, Lydia, in the 3 years we've known each other, we've scarcely had a moment together. If you just wouldn't avoid me so deliberately.
Now, Philip, don't be silly. Neil's taking me to Ted Lansing.
Oh, is he another broken-down pianist?
He's a very fine portrait painter. With a little help, he'll be famous.
Lydia.
Yes, Philip.
Would you call me a success?
Of course you're a success.
Then I can tell you now.
I don't understand what you mean.
3 years ago, you said that if I made something of myself, I could tell you how I feel about you.
Well...
Lydia, I've waited all this time to tell you I love you.
Oh, but darling, you don't understand. 3 years ago, you needed me. But now you don't.
Because of you, I'm a success.
Yes, Philip, you're a success. You don't need me anymore.
Oh, but what good is my career without you?
Philip, dear, you've been working too hard. You need a vacation.
No, I don't, Lydia.
Why don't you hop on a train and go someplace? Someplace where you can find rest and quiet.
Lydia, don't you understand? I'm lonely.
Of course, darling, and... Philip, you should get married.
But that's...
You should marry someone who will devote her entire life to making you happy. Someone very lovely and...
Lydia, please. I love you.
But I could never make you happy, Philip, and you must find someone who can.
Is that your answer, Lydia?
Yes, Philip.
Is this the desk? Well, this is Mr. Hayden in room 304. I want to leave an order that I'm not to be disturbed. Good. Now, that may sound like an odd request at 11 o'clock in the morning, but I came here for peace and quiet. Thanks. Peace and quiet. Whatever that is. I wonder, maybe I should just sleep or read a book or maybe... Hey, that's my... No, it can't be. Oh, but it is my music. It's being murdered. Oh, I can't stand it. I can't... Now, I'll stop that, and I'll stop it in person. Let me see now. It's coming from the room next door. Stop that, do you hear me?
Why, what do you mean by walking into my room?
See here, I wish you'd please...
Well, I've all the nerve walking
Look,
in
if
and...
you have to play that music, why don't you play it the way it was written?
Why?
Here, I'll show you. There, see the difference?
Honestly, I've never in all my life...
I'm sorry. But You understand, don't you?
I don't understand a thing. And I'm warning you that... You get out of here before I lose my temper.
What's your name?
Will you get out of here?
Not until you tell me your name.
See here, for the last time...
Don't be a good sport and tell me your name.
It's Margaret Mary Elizabeth O'Flaherty.
Is that just one girl?
Yes, and I'm as Irish as Paddy's pig.
Which accounts for the temper?
It does, and if you don't
Look,
get out of...
Look, I'm a stranger here in town.
That makes no difference.
Oh, but it should. And if Margaret Mary Elizabeth O'Flaherty will have lunch with me...
Honestly, of all the nerve!
Now, about that temper. If you didn't have a temper, you wouldn't be Irish.
Oh, wouldn't I?
No. But you've got a heart as big as the world, too.
Why do you think that?
That also comes of being Irish. How about it, Margaret Mary Elizabeth O'Flaherty? Is it a date?
Well, now, and you sound like yourself has been kissing a blinding stone, Mr... Mr...
The name's Philip Hayes. But about the date?
I'll meet you in the lobby in 5 minutes.
Are you sure it has four leaves?
Of course. I can count up to four.
Well, I'll be darned. A four-leaf clover. Uh-huh. It's bound to bring you luck.
No, I want you to have it. Here,
well...
I'll put it in your lapel. There, how's that?
Swell. And how's this?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Margaret Mary Elizabeth O'Flaherty. I didn't mean to kiss you.
Well, if you didn't mean to, I'm sorry, too.
How long have we known each other?
2 weeks.
You're sweet.
Then you're not sorry you kissed me?
Yes, I am. Because, well, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Why, Philip...
I lied to you about my name, too. I'm Philip Hayden.
The Philip Hayden?
Well, if you want to put it that way.
Oh, now I see. You're the great Philip Hayden, and I'm just a small-town music teacher.
No, that's not it.
And there's somebody else?
Margaret, I didn't mean to deceive you.
I know, and before I could help it myself, I was in love with you.
You were in love with me?
Sorry, I didn't mean to let that slip out.
Look, Margaret, someday you'll meet somebody. Somebody who can be all the things to you I can't be. And then maybe you'll forgive me.
But I'll never forget you. Will you forget me?
Forget you? You know, someday I'll be sitting at the piano and suddenly I'll start to play a new melody.
What'll it be like?
It'll be fresh and full of youth and imagination. And a man and a girl hunting for four-leaf clovers.
And a bit of the Blarney Stone, perhaps?
Yes, a bit of the Blarney Stone. And then I'll know that it's Margaret Mary Elizabeth O'Flaherty. Oh, Margaret, don't cry.
But I always cry when I say goodbye. That's Irish, too.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nana Sargent, here is John Weigel.
The next time you pick up a Snickers candy bar at your favorite candy counter, you will have a truly delightful treat in store for you. For every bite of a Snickers bar makes you crave another. From the moment you first taste that thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel packed with crisply roasted peanuts, and the soft nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and rich, real malted milk. Together, the milk chocolate, golden caramel, crisp peanuts, and snow white nougat make every bite of a Snickers bar a thrilling treat. Right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
Curtain time!
Well, there's the call for the third act of Twice Blessed. Brought to you by the makers of Snickers. After achieving success, Philip Hayden, the famous pianist and composer, again told Lydia Stevens of his love. And again she said he didn't need her anymore. Then he met another girl. She fell in love with him, but he couldn't forget Lydia. Now, a few days after the close of Act Two, Philip is in the drawing room of Lydia's home. Alone, he is at the piano.
Oh,
Oh, hello, Lydia. Jason let me in.
You're certainly looking fit. Your vacation must have done you a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you follow my advice?
Down to the last detail.
Then you found something?
Yes.
Is she loved?
She's very beautiful. But Lydia... Lydia, I didn't ask her to marry me. I thought perhaps you changed your mind.
No. No, I haven't changed my mind. I can't. I'd only make you miserable.
Oh, but Lydia...
I think you should go back to her.
Darling, if you'd only...
Philip, I simply must dress for dinner. I'll be down soon.
So, this is success. Well, I'd rather be back at Papa Renee's, just a bum playing the piano.
Of you to meet me at the train.
Come, darling, let's hurry. My car's parked outside the station.
Oh, why the rush?
Why, we're celebrating.
Yeah, celebrating what?
Oh, we're just celebrating, that's all. We have a big evening ahead of us.
Lydia, aren't you driving pretty fast?
Oh, but Neil, I know this road
that's
as well.
There's still no reason for being reckless. Besides, you're not happy, are you?
Why do you say that?
You haven't been happy for the last couple of months. Philip's been gone that long, hasn't he?
Yes.
What happened, Lydia?
Nothing. He merely came and told me that he'd followed my advice and found the kind of girl I thought he needed.
The kind you thought he needed?
Someone who'd devote herself entirely to him and his career.
I see. You were afraid that if you married him, you'd grow restless again. You'd be off looking for new talent.
I'd rather not talk about it.
You were afraid you'd hurt him, and you love him too much to risk it.
All right, then, I love him, and I always will. Now, are you satisfied?
I'm sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Neil, I'm sure he's married by now. Well, that's what I told him to do. I'm sure they're very happy.
Maybe you'd better let me drive.
And I know I'd made him miserable.
But he loved you, Lydia.
Are you sure? Or did he mistake gratitude for love?
Oh, I don't think so. Oh,
but, Neil, I couldn't have tied him down just because I helped him once. I had nothing more to give him.
Please, let me take the wheel.
Oh, I'm all right.
You're driving too fast.
Now, don't worry, Neil.
These curves are dangerous, Lydia. Hey, don't pass that car.
Neil,
he's turning out of you. Lydia!
Oh, good evening, sir.
Hello, Jason. How's Miss Lydia this evening?
Just the same, sir.
Just the same. She won't even budge out of the house.
No, sir. She says, of course, that it's because she must walk with a cane. But the doctor says...
Yes?
He says she just hasn't enough spirit to put up a good fight, sir.
Yes, but where is she now?
In the drawing room, sir.
Thanks, Jason.
Very good, sir. I hope you can cheer her up a bit.
I thought that was you, Neil. Good evening.
How are you, Lydia?
I think it's quite obvious. I have a new cane since I saw you. It's about as thrilling as my life gets.
Well, with a new cane, you should want to go out.
Go out?
Of course. How can you show it off otherwise?
No, Neil. I don't go out.
Oh, but you could make an exception this evening.
Not this evening or any other evening.
But there's a place I want to take you, Lydia.
I'm not interested. I haven't been interested in much of anything since the accident.
Be truthful, Lydia. You mean since Philip left.
Neil, why hasn't Philip tried to get in touch with me?
Well, he must have heard about the accident.
Surely his wife wouldn't object if he merely phoned me.
Lydia, all I know is that you're going out with me tonight if I have to carry you. Well, Lydia, Papa Renee's hasn't changed much, has it?
Oh, Neil, you shouldn't have brought me here.
Oh, come, my dear.
It brings back too many memories. Won't you please take me home?
But we've only been here a few minutes.
I tell you, I can't stand it here. Why, that...
Yes, he's at the piano.
So that's why you insisted that I come to Papa Renee.
Look at him, Lydia. He's just as shabby, just as down on his luck as he was when you first discovered him.
Oh, poor Philip. What's happened?
He's seen you.
Oh,
Lydia,
but
he's coming over this way.
Oh, don't leave me, Neil.
It's much better if I do. Good night, Lydia.
Lydia.
Philip, I...
Lydia, I heard about the accident. I wanted to come to you, but... the way I looked, I...
But that wouldn't have made any difference.
Maybe not, but... This is the way I am without you.
Oh, darling.
You said that I didn't need you, but you were wrong. You gave me strength. And now I'm back here where you found me.
But what about her?
Her?
Didn't you marry the girl you met?
How could I when I couldn't forget you?
Oh, but I was sure you would.
No, never.
I was sure you'd be far happier with her than...
Is that why you sent me away?
Oh, Philip. All my life I've been too proud. I thought I didn't need anyone. But...
We all need someone.
Yes. The accident. It made me realize how useless I am without you. Philip, to go on fighting, I need you.
But you can't marry a derelict.
You mean a bum?
I told you I was a bum the first time I saw you.
And remember what I said.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as a gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath.
It is twice blessed.
Blesseth him that gives.
And him that takes. Oh, Philip, I helped you once. But now I need your help.
Oh, Lydia. Lydia, my darling.
And the last dance of Quite Blessed. Another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elders as Philip Hale and Nana Sargent as Lydia Stevens. The supporting players were Maurice Copeland, Patricia Dunlap, Sidney Elstrom, and George Caesar. The script was by Margot Brooks. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber. An entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Next Saturday, Curtain Time will present a romantic play, Grasshopper Jockey. Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Time. Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
This is NBC, National Broadcasting Company.